Hey, Unwild Audio, this is Miramir, and I have decided to do one of these things again. I'm going to do a questionnaire, which I haven't done in a very long time. Well, I haven't done a serious one in a very long time. Serious? Long one? I don't know. I haven't really done one of the big ones in a long while, so everybody's been doing them lately. I wanted to do one again. Decided I was going to do the Spill It questionnaire, or CB's Playfully Innocent Lustful List of Intimate Topics. I love it! all right, I can't remember if I've read through all these questions yet, but I guess I'll go through them and then we'll see. Okay, one. On a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA persona? 1 being not at all alike, and 10 being exactly alike. I don't know if I really have a persona, really. Is it when I'm recording, when I'm commenting? I feel like I don't pretend a lot. Like, all of this is me. I do a lot of scripts, but like a lot of them, I have been able to find either suit some part of me that I'd like to explore, even the crazier ones. but no, just it's all still me. It's all it. I am when I'm trying to be nice. I really am trying to be nice, and. That's still all me. So, yeah, I'm gonna go with 8. Yeah, 8. And, yeah, I'm gonna stick with that. 2. What's the story behind your username? It's based on my other main username that I'm not going to discuss here, but, I thought it sounded cute because. Oh, I was actually talking about this the other day, wasn't I? I was. Because Mir, the Mere, was often used as part of a name to describe a lake, as a mirror-like finish of a lake, and it's st tacked on at the end. So I like. Things that sound cute, and I'm Asian, so cute things are often words that are repeated twice. So, but that's it. I'm Mirror, and I'm so clever. Not really. 3. How many languages do you speak? What are they? Say something sexy for us. Oh, goodness. How many languages do I speak? I speak English. I speak Cantonese. I speak a little bit of French. And I can't for the life of me think of anything particularly sexy to say. Whew. Not least because I don't think Cantonese is particularly sexy language. I just feel whenever I'm trying to speak it properly, I just sound really bitchy. So I'm not gonna do that. And maybe I should have read these questions through beforehand because that would have been a good one to prepare for. Was not expecting that one. Who is your celebrity lookalike? I don't think I have a celebrity lookalike. Yeah, I can't think of anyone. I don't know. Maybe you guys can help me with this. Is there anyone that is short, Asian, thick, and ridiculously curvy? I can't think of one either. Next! Who knows your secrets? Can you share any of them with us? any secrets. I don't have any deep, dark secrets worth sharing. They would just be details of my life, which probably shouldn't get spread out across the internet anyway. So, nope. Nothing. Just boring and surface glitter. That's me. What bad habits do you have? Let's see. I bite my nails. I get really excited and I talk quite loudly and in public. So, some of that. I'm not above lots of crazy hand gestures and arm motions and spontaneous affection. Wait. Those aren't bad habits at all. That last part is not a bad habit at all. Shut up. You will take my affection and you will like it. 7. Tell us the story of losing your virginity. Well, that's not a sexy story. Okay, well, there's two. And I guess, yes, there's two. You'll see why I have two. The first one, technically, is because it was a very horrible experience that nobody should ever have to deal with. And that was because I was 18, and I was heading home from, well, not heading home, I was at university. So I was heading back to residence, and after a Halloween party, which is one of the reasons why I get so weird around this time of year. I'm better now, actually. It was just a little earlier. But it was a Halloween party, and I basically it was my first year of university, and I found myself getting attacked by three men in monster masks, and getting dragged out of a parking lot, and that was really not fun, and culminated in me getting away because I nearly killed one of them. So, whatever. I have gotten better since then. It did not break me, and I still enjoy sex, and I still enjoy experimenting with sex, and I still enjoy fantasy, so they couldn't take that from me. And there you go. The second story is not the greatest either. I mean, it was good. I was really nervous. I'd already told my boyfriend, who's my first real not silly teenage high school boyfriend, about what had happened, and he tried really, really hard not to bring up any horrible, lingering shit that might spring up on me. I had to prepare him and I had to prepare myself, kind of thing. But it worked out. It wasn't the greatest sex in the ever, but it was fine because it's what I needed, and well, he was happy. So I guess that's a better story than you know, a lot of people can hope for after the fact. So yeah, I get to have two because I refuse to keep the first as my one and only story. Yeah, I really should have read these beforehand, shouldn't I? That did not get me in the mood. 8. How frequently do you have sex with someone else, with yourself? Well, I don't have sex all that often. It has been, I don't even want to think about it, a number of years. It's my own fault. I keep getting myself into relationships with people that are way too far away to make actual sex a viable thing, especially often. But I guess does Skype sex count? Honestly, it would just be like as often as possible if that were the case. I'm a very busy person, so often as possible is not nearly as often as you might imagine. And it's me. But that would be preferable. And have with myself. How often do I with myself? On a day-to-day basis, maybe. Ooh, two or three, maybe. I don't know, 3 to 6. 6 is like a good day, and if it's spread out throughout the day, if I have like time to like laze at home or privacy, then yeah, like around 6. Otherwise, like 2 to 3. You know, kind of the morning, night type deal. Wakes you up, it puts you to sleep, that kind of thing. And what is your biggest regret? I don't know. Letting stuff hold me back. Like being too scared to do things. I am a naturally shy person, but I've learned to not be. It springs up often, like quite often, and it's usually the thing that holds me back is it's if I know exactly what I should be doing, and then I just procrastinate to the point of letting that moment pass me by. And I try not to because there's nothing worse than not trying, I think. Like, that you can try and fail, but that's still not any worse than not trying at all. And I think those are my biggest regrets. Like, with people, with. I don't have, like, the biggest one. I can't say I've come up with one that'll hit me for like the rest of my life, but you know, you kind of try to live your life the as best you can. And sometimes I'm better at it and sometimes I'm worse. 10. What would you choose as your death row meal? Oh. Are you allowed to choose multiple things? I have no idea. Right now it would be samosas because I love potato. And Eggs Benedict because I love breakfast. Breakfast food has this like unique charm to me because I don't usually get to. Ah! Oh, I'm like half coming and and I just happen to be talking about breakfast. It's so sexy. And yeah, no, I don't often eat it, so breakfast food doesn't actually come up as like a regular dietary thing. So it's always some fancy. It's always really fancy and strange and nice to me. And top it off with oh, what is it in English? I can only think of the Chinese word sou gao, which is dumplings, I guess, just dumplings. Honestly, they use the same word for like six different things. It's silly. Whatever, it's like steamed dumplings and you dip them in like vinegar and it's delicious and And okay, that's enough for food. 11. What is your favorite scent? I have quite a few because I've recently got into like perfumes. the indie perfumes, so they're like in the $12 to $15 bottle range, not the $160 to like however expensive you can get. I don't know. They make me... I don't have that great of a scent memory, but I like baking. I like stuff that smells baking for good thoughts and fruit and flowers. I like things that make me happy. And what do you wear to bed on a regular night, on sexy time nights? Okay, well, what I wear to bed is usually a comfy shirt, possibly the shirt that I was wearing earlier that day. That I was wearing that day, and panties. I don't. Maybe I'll wear shorts sometimes, but generally just panties, just like a shirt and panties, tanked up in panties. I don't like going to bed like topless because I get cold. Even in like a spaghetti strap tanked up, it's less cold on my back than if I was just sleeping naked or close to naked. Yes. And on sexy time nights, well, it depends on the person. I have a number of like lingerie that's both comfy and sexy at the same time. It's pretty. I like a lot of lace, so I have a few short ones that look really, really nice. And if we're really getting crazy, I'll dress up as something silly and we can bang in costume. that's always a lot of fun. Do you read in bed? And who is your favorite author? Of course I do. It's probably one of the reasons why I had to get glasses in the first place, which I don't anymore because I got really expensive surgery done on my eyeballs. And who is your favorite author? I was trying to answer that the other day. I still can't think of a good one, like, off the top of my head, because I don't like to choose favorites. I just have a number of them. I was telling somebody about Laurel K. Hamilton not that long ago, because she is an incredibly prolific writer, and she's made it on the bestseller list and for years. And she has one of the most fertile, amazing imaginations I have ever seen in a person. But at the same time, she has muddied every single series that she's touched now because with a really tropey relationship. Can you really make a tropey relationship out of like a polygamy? I don't know, but if she can do, if it can be said and done, like, she has done it, and she's made a mess of all the relationships possible. She just drags all of it down, with poorly written sex and badly paced storytelling, and it's such a shame. Such a flawed writer. Such a brilliant thought process, but such a flawed writer. I don't know. I'm a huge fan of historical fiction and classic literature and fantasy and sci-fi. So, I read a lot of people. You could also consider me incredibly lowbrow. I don't care. I like what I like. Tell us about your most recent sexual encounter. It was a Skype call in, right before I had a meeting, a Google Hangouts meeting, last night, and I came 5 times in a row, and then during the meeting itself, I was toggling on the mute in order for my boss to say his spiel. And I started up that Skype call again, and came a sixth time, with some pauses in between to voice my opinion on very important work things. It was a lot of fun. I like that semi-public but not quite thing. Let's see. What one word best describes you inside the bedroom, outside the bedroom? 15. One word. Playful. Yeah. Adventurous or playful? Well, maybe not adventurous. I like to try new things, and I like to experiment, but it's, I don't take a lot of things as seriously as they probably should. My first instinct is always to keep things light and fluffy and happy, and sometimes that lends itself well to your silly roleplay, and sometimes it doesn't. You know, it's fun experience. Outside of the bedroom, what is the best word to describe me? Outside the bedroom, how would I describe myself? Just, aw, my battery's died. Oops, I didn't mean to do that. let's see. I'm gonna go with nice. Pleasant. I am a pleasant person. So exciting, I know, but yeah, that's me. Do you have any tattoos or piercings? I have two ear piercings, and I want to get a third. Like, I've got two holes in each ear. I like tattoos. I want one or two or more. I just, my family is really against it, and I don't know. I have one of those families where your mom puts your foot down on you. You really want to listen to her. even if she's not going to find out. I've never thought of anything that would mean more to me than to, making my mother sad. So, you know, it's never come up. But piercings, I'd like. And like another earring. And it might be worth it for that. 18. What is your record for coming in 24 hours? Did you challenge yourself to it, or did it just happen? Are you multi-orgasmic? What is my record? God, you know, when you start marathoning, it kind of all floats into this continuous, hazy thing. Words are really hard. And you kind of stop counting. I had to make a concentrated effort last night in order to try and see how many I could do, and I could have kept going. I was electrified. I wanted more and more and more. It was crazy. But oh dear, like, if if I were to like spend an entire day at it, for example, which has happened, I swear, probably in like the 20 range. Yeah. I mean, they don't all have to be amazing, explosive 10 minutes and stuff kind of orgasms, no, but all of them feel nice. Do I have to challenge myself to it, or did it just happen? Probably just happen. I mean, the other person might take it as a challenge, but really for me it comes kind of organically, as in I want to come and I'm not satisfied yet and I want to come more. So yes, I am multi-orgasmic. I rarely get fully satisfied unless I'm like in a hurry and I just kind of want to wake up or something. I'm rarely satisfied with just once. And yeah. Yeah, don't worry, I have batteries and other things, that's why. what is on your sexual bucket list? Sexual bucket list. Well, I mean, I haven't tried a lot, so I'm sure there's a number of things that would be on it if I could properly think of it. I think there's a number of positions I'd like to try. Real limited, real actual sex, I have been very limited with. I've really only physically slept with two people ever, and they weren't extremely adventurous. So even something as simple as like doing it doggy style was like, I think they tried once and he slipped out immediately and was just not willing to try again. So there's probably a lot. Yeah. There's probably that. I like to actually learn, and it's not just me and talking about it in toys. And, oh, 20. Describe what an orgasm feels like to you, hopefully while having an orgasm. Huh, well, okay. Let's see, what does it feel like? It feels like such a relief, like this crashing wave of pleasure. It starts off like this heat between your legs, this heaviness on your body. This tension is wonderful. Wonderful building tension. And a shivery sensation, and just want to touch, to be touched, just grab onto something and hold on for dear life while this takes you. So hard to think of words to describe it because God, it keys you up and you're just so tightly wound up and you just wanted to come. So you're left with this fucking shivering. Sometimes it comes in waves, and sometimes it comes all by itself. God. The whole world goes away, and all you want is just want. Grows and grows and grows. And fuck, you're ready to plead with everyone, anyone, just so you can please, please, please. Each time it happens, it's better than the last. And if you're me, God, I just tend to want more. Fuck. So that's that. That was a bit of a roller coaster. Kind of went up, kind of went down. Good, bad. That was cool. I hope it wasn't too boring or depressing. But well, I had fun, and if you guys stuck around, I hope you did too. Bye, guys.